You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the Children's Commission released a report on child offending that looked into whether the response to child offenders in New Zealand is appropriate. In the report, the Children's Commissioner, Andrew Beacroft, points out that in Aotearoa we have a specialised system for dealing with child offenders between the ages of 10 to 13 that is separate to the youth justice system for 14 to 17-year-olds. The child offenders system is a welfare system rather than a justice system, but it is not working as intended, and too many children are not getting the support they need. I spoke to the Children's Commissioner about this report and his call for the age of criminal responsibility to be moved from 10 to 14 years old. I began by asking him to briefly explain the report released yesterday.
Yeah, our report focuses on under 14-year-olds who break the law in New Zealand. They're a reasonably small group, but an important group. We think that group's not been properly focused upon or considered, and we thought it was important to shine a light on how those children, because they are children, how they're dealt with and how the government and the state is involved in their lives when they offend.
So the report talks a little bit about how there is a child offender system in New Zealand and how it's different to our youth justice system. Could you explain that?
They're radically different from the youth justice system, and most people don't know that. We have a youth justice system that is a criminal system at heart. The system for children who offend is based on the assumption that children are product of their families, and it's a family issue and a family problem that raises issues of care and protection. I think that's the right starting point. Children as young as 10, 11, 12 and 13, they can't stand individually in their own right in a dock. They can't take full, total, autonomous responsibility for their behaviour. It's a family issue, and the whole family, as it were, should be involved. And the response to children who offend is a care and protection response. There can be long-term involvement, wraparound services for both the child and the family. And the really interesting thing is this: of the 118 really serious child offenders last year, 115, that is basically all of them, were already known to Oranga Tamariki. They were already on the books, as it were, because of care and protection issues.
Why is the child offender system currently not working at the moment? What needs to be changed to, I mean, you say that people don't necessarily know that it exists. So why is that? How does it need to be changed so that people recognise that it isn't going to be rooted in a criminal system and be more of a welfare system?
Yeah, well, let's be clear, it hasn't worked, in fact, for 30 years. It's a brilliant system on paper, a bit complex, but it's never been prioritised, never been resourced, never been focused upon. It's almost as if people have held their breath and hoped that a child offender gets to 14, then we could deal with them in the criminal system. So basically, the starting point is to say the government has completely dropped the ball on child offending, and that includes the old child, youth and family services, police, health and education. It's fallen into a hole. No one's led it. No one's focused upon it. And, you know, we've had conferences up and down the country about the criminal justice system, reducing prison numbers, looking at sentencing. No one's ever focused, I think, on the most obvious starting point, which is children. Because almost all the adult offenders that concerned the public started off as 10, 11, 12 and 13-year-olds who offended. And we have, I think, this is a rather over-exaggerated statement, I guess, but we've squandered opportunities to do better for 30 years. And I'm not the first commissioner who has said it. It was said back in 1995, 6 years after the system started. Great system, poor resourcing, poor focus, poor interagency collaboration. We've got to do better. Well, I'm now saying it 25 years later. So that's the sad thing, I reckon.
Why do you think there hasn't been that focus and that resourcing for, 25 to 30 years? It seems like that must be quite disappointing, having to repeat the same things again that somebody 30 years ago said.
It's really disappointing. I think one of the reasons we haven't done better is that no one's been in charge. You know, for decades I would go to child, youth and family, and nobody had responsibility for child offenders. It's only in the last year, and this is a great step forward, that Oiling and Tamariki has appointed somebody from a police background, now working full-time as a deputy chief executive, to take responsibility for child offenders. That's what it needed. We had, for instance, a great youth crime action plan, but that started at age 14. He said at the time, why not make it a child and youth crime action plan? Well, there was all sorts of infighting within government and different ministers doing different things. But no one claimed that children's space. I'm now told, as recently as last Friday, it will be one of the big three priorities now for the government in terms of an action plan for child and youth offending. Well, that's great. There is promise and there's hope, but I tell you, for 30 years, you're dead right, it was a depressing and sad litany of inactivity and poor focus.
Now, just speaking a little bit on Oranga Tamariki, there has obviously been a lot of news, particularly recently, about Oranga Tamariki and sort of the culture that surrounds the organisation. Do you think that a change for child and youth criminal justice systems or a welfare system needs to have a better relationship with Oranga Tamariki?
Absolutely, yes. I've got to say the care and protection side of Oranga Tamariki is the one that has been in the public focus, and there's some enormous challenges there. To a lesser extent, the youth justice and the offending side of Oranga Tamariki, I think they've made better and quicker strides forward than the care and protection side. There are still challenges there, make no mistake, and this report highlights that. I mean, part of the problem is because the system sort of straddles an offence and the care and protection at the same time within Oranga Tamariki over the years, and this goes back to child, youth and family, there was never a clear understanding about which part of child, youth and family should lead the response. Should it be care and protection or should it be justice? Actually, the law is pretty clear that in the end, the real responsibility is care and protection. But there was a lack of leadership even within child, youth and family. Well, that's been fixed, it seems. It's quite, it's a complex system because these children who offend come from very complex, traumatised, violent, disadvantaged, chaotic backgrounds. So it's not easy work. In a sense, it's been in the too hard basket. I think our report shines a light on that, that everyone has felt these are difficult, complex issues and we need to do better. But that's as far as we've got. We've never done better. We've just talked a good game, but that's as far as it's got.
What are your concerns about this issue?
Yeah, why we've been so concerned, why I'm so concerned about a better system for children, is that if we get that system humming, as it easily could, I mean, honestly, some of the things we're talking about could be fixed in a week. To get health and education providing up-to-date reports and being really committed and focused to getting children back to school and addressing their health issues. If police were working well with health and education and with Oranga Tamariki. I mean, that could be fixed in a week, but if that was done, then we could quite confidently raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility from 10 to 14. Most New Zealanders are pretty shocked to know that 10 is the minimum age. That's a historical throwback. I mean, it is, I think, significantly lower than it ought to be. I was going to say ridiculously young, but actually it is in a sense. I mean, what 10-year-old could stand taking full responsibility for their offending? So 10's too low. It could easily go to 12, just overnight, bang. Parliament was of the will to do it. 14's, I think, the age that internationally is recommended. So the report does two things. It says there is a child offender system, little known, poorly practiced, good theory. We've got to improve it. If we do, we could confidently raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility to 14. And that is the double whammy. They go together. They're two sides of the same coin. And I'm really strong, I guess, in my plea that we fix this long-standing problem in our justice and welfare system.
I just have one more thing to ask. Just the whole idea of the age, thing, so 10 to 14, is that based on, you said it's based on an internationally recognised age, is that based on statistics as to how many young people offend, so how many 10-year-olds offend across the world and how many 14-year-olds offend, and where that becomes, where more serious crime starts to occur for young people? Or what is that? What are those numbers actually based on? Or those ages, I mean.
Yeah, the ages are based on the emerging brain science. Places like Harvard University have led the world in understanding that the ability of the frontal lobe of the brain to make good decisions and to weigh risk and consequences just hasn't anywhere near emerged until the age of 14. Actually, it takes a lot longer than that, but there seems to be scientific rather than statistical agreement that 14 is about the age where young people can be held to account in the criminal system rather than in a welfare context with their family. So the emerging science and the emerging psychological thinking is pretty challenging and I think pretty compelling. And that's why the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child has advised every country to say 14, about 14 is the right starting point. And that beneath that, not so much a statistical approach, beneath that it is saying a criminal approach just doesn't work. It doesn't get to the root of the problem. It penalises and stigmatises a child when really it's the family that needs to be standing with the child and getting a lot of help and a lot of intervention and a lot of services. And it just is plain inappropriate and wrong in principle to charge a 10, 11, 12 and 13-year-old. We don't do it much in New Zealand, but we shouldn't do it at all.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.